Any time, any season is the right time to be with you. Hello, Detroit. You've won my heart.
Yeah, what up, Detroit? Detroit.
Now everybody from the 313, put your motherfucking hands up and follow me. Everybody from the 313, put your motherfucking hands up.
Detroit basketball.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, Detroit.
Woo!
Yes, I goddamn love that intro. Done by yours truly. Produced by David M. Allen. Scored by David M. Hello, good people. Hello, Detroit. Hello to the rest of the world, America, and all that good stuff. Goddamn it, it's me, David M. Allen, live in the flesh. On this beautiful Monday, we have a game today. It was the Detroit Pistons versus the Houston Rockets today at 7:30 Eastern, live at the Palace. And maybe, hopefully, most likely, next year around this time, we'll say live from downtown Detroit. But right now, it's live at the Palace, and we have a pretty damn good opponent today. And I just want to say, first of all, that loss to the Celtics, it was a little brutal. It was a little brutal to lose in that fashion, to lose because somebody, I'm talking to you, Aaron Baines, didn't box Al Horford out. That one hurt a little bit. Granted, it's still early in the season, can still make up a lot of ground, but you should not be 6-8 right now. Right now, you just shouldn't. You shouldn't even be in this position in the first place to have a losing record. Lost some games that you really should have won. But however, we are in this position right now, 6-8. Lost to Boston on some bullshit because somebody decided they didn't want to box out. It was a little bit of chaos at the end, a wild shot followed in by Marcus Smart coming out of nowhere and flinging something up, but stick to the basic until that final buzzer sounds, even at the end. Stick to the basics, that's all. Nobody boxed out Al Horford, as I said. He put the winning basket in there, and I mean, could have easily been going to overtime. We have Boston on the ropes, so I'm a little upset by that. But it is what it is. Moving on, today is a new day, and the schedule isn't getting any easier. You got the Rockets today. With James Harden having a career year, at least assist-wise. He scored the most points in his career last year. But right now, assist-wise, he's balling. He's doing his thing right now. 28 points a game, fourth leading scorer. 12.5 assists a game. He's averaging the most assists in the league. James freaking Harden. Not that he didn't pass before, but, I mean, I just didn't see that coming from him leading the league, even at this point, early this season, leading the league in assists. So, to be fourth in scoring and first in assists is pretty amazing, and he doesn't show any signs of really slowing down anytime soon. And, the way the Pistons are playing right now, real inconsistent, real up and down. I'll let you know at the end of this show what my prediction will be, because I have to mull that over, because right now the front court, they're playing their asses off, the Detroit Pistons front court. Andre Drummond, even coming back off that little, you know, couple of days he was off for that that ankle sprain. And Marcus Morris, man, like, take your hat off to Marcus Morris. He is really balling this year. He really is. He is doing his thing, man. I don't care if it's long range. I don't care if it's mid range. He is shooting the ball right now. He's shooting the cover off that thing right now. And Tobias Harris is even doing fairly well. I expect this, you know, he's going to get you between 15 and 20 points any night. It just, you know, depends. You know what you're going to get from that front court. But right now, I have my problems with that guard position. And KCP is kind of, his performance thus far is a little underwhelming. I expect a little bit more out of that man. I really do. Especially when you want the money that he wants. He wants between 20 and 25 million, you know? So if that's what you want, you got to give me more than that, than what you're giving me and what you're giving to the city of Detroit and its fans. So my biggest issue right now is the point guard position, though. And Ish Smith, although serviceable, I feel should be coming off the bench, and I can't wait till Reggie comes back. Really, I should say I can't wait until Reggie knocks the dust off. When Reggie knocks the dust off, then yeah, we're all good and we're in full go. But he's still a couple of weeks away with that one, and I'll get into that in a second, because Tuesday he has another practice coming up and he'll be able to. You know what? We'll get into that right now. Reggie Jackson should be back. My estimation, maybe in a couple of weeks, really. They interviewed him today. He said he's feeling real good. He's feeling optimistic. They ran some dummy offense with him. And he says that he just has to get his wind about him, and he's waiting to get cleared for full practice. He said, I quote, "I feel a lot better. I'm getting stronger, getting more timing, getting my cardio up." Jackson said at the time it wasn't a matter of pain, but of trust in the stability of his left knee, which underwent a patellar, if I'm saying that word right, rich plasma injection. "The more I play live ball and more I'm on the attack on offense and also being attacked defensively and have to play, the more trust I have in it. I definitely feel good and it feels healthy." And then they talked to Coach Stan Van Gundy, and he was talking about the next seven games and how brutal they are. And he said, "I mean, they're brutal." And he's right. "The practice time is at a premium," he said. "But one of those few practices comes Tuesday. Jackson hopes to be clear for at least some full contact drills, which will really start the clock ticking for his return," which means the sooner he can get cleared to do full contact drills, the sooner that man can get back on the court and put some order in the court, if you will. Because Ish is okay. He's just not getting it done, man. I just really would appreciate if he came off the bench. If he was a sixth man, seventh man in rotation, it would be awesome. You know, Tarot really believes that he really believes Ish Smith should be starting somewhere. And maybe he should. I have no real qualms. I don't feel like he should be starting here in Detroit. Watching him dribble into the lane twice in a single possession is not my cup of coffee. It's just not. Watching him dribble the shot clock out, watching him take stupid shots sometimes, he just needs to run the offense a lot better if he's going to be the starting guard here. Or if he's going to – this makes me really appreciate Reggie Jackson a little more than I probably ever have. Just watching how the offense is run and the tone that it has at times. It's a little erratic, much like Ish Smith's play. So, you know how most teams take on the characteristics of a coach? Teams also take the characteristics, at least to a certain degree, of its best player or its lead player. And his best player is Andre Drummond. But however, like I always say, he goes 5 or 6 possessions sometimes without touching the ball. And if that's going to be the case, and you got the man who has the ball in his hands all the time, Ish Smith, that's on him, and that's on him the way this team plays a lot of times. And right now they're 6-8. So, and I'm not feeling it. And the next 7 games goes like this. Today, the Houston Rockets. That's going to be a that's going to be a tough game. This is my God, man. Right now, before I get to the schedule, right now, this 3-game losing streak, I'm a little irked by. And it's really the last to kick off the losing streak from November 16th, the New York Knicks beat the Pistons by 3 at the Garden in New York. 105-102. And that's the game Porzingis went off for 35. That game kind of sucked to watch. It just did. The Pistons could have pulled that out, but they're 1-7 on the road for a reason. The game against Cleveland, all the erratic play this season kind of told me they were going to lose to Cleveland, but I didn't know they were going to get their asses kicked by Cleveland. And they end up losing by 23. And that one hurt to watch, just to watch them not put up a fight the whole time. Now, the last game against Boston, that should have been a winnable game. You should be coming to this 7-7, having a chance to go above 500, but again, certain people with man buns decided they didn't want to box out. So after today, after the Rockets game, you play Miami. In my opinion, that's winnable. Then you play the Clippers. Now remember, Saturday's game against Boston started a 4-game homestand. I'm hoping for at least 2-2 if we're lucky on this little homestand. But that means they would have to beat the Rockets tonight and then beat Miami on Wednesday. Last time we played the Clippers, we got our asses kicked by 30. So I'm not too hopeful about this game on Friday against the Clippers. But what do I know? You know what I mean? I'm just a guy on a microphone. So, but after the Clippers, got the Thunder. And last time we played the Thunder, we beat the Thunder's ass. So, in a way, maybe Russ comes through. There'll be Oklahoma this time around, though. So, maybe, you know, Russ gets his revenge. The way he's dominating every guard, and Ish Smith is not going to be an exception. He's going to get dominated again, because last time he got dominated. Westbrook had 33-15-8. And who gives a shit what Ish Smith had, because it wasn't that. And anyway, after the Thunder on Saturday, November 26th, then you got Charlotte. That's a winnable game. Then here comes revenge against Boston. Here it comes. And it could happen. It really could. Then you got Atlanta. So it's not really getting any easier. It gets a little soft after that. It really does. It has a lot of winnable games after that. But why wait till then to, you know, start playing worth a damn? Now's the time. You know, you start putting in that effort now, putting in that work now, and you'll be able to be able to breathe and be above 500 down the road. And you don't want to have that, play that game. Even in the Eastern Conference, you don't want to play that game of, you know, keeping afloat, trying to keep your head above water, trying to get to 500, trying to just barely stay above 500. I'm not going to lie, I own up to it. I had the Pistons pegged as the 3rd seed at the beginning of the season. That was my prediction. And right now, they're 10th. So they're not helping me. And the Rockets, they don't have a championship caliber team, but they have some talent here. You have James Harden, obviously. Dontis Montiunas, D-Mo, as they call him. I think Andre Drummond can win that matchup. Since James Harden is playing point, he obviously is going to win that point guard matchup. Nene, I'm not sure who's starting. Probably, I think they got Ryan Anderson playing small forward, so maybe Nene plays power forward, and I give Marcus Morris that matchup. I can't stand Patrick Beverley. I think he's trash. I don't care what nobody says. But Ryan Anderson, he's going to be shooting his ass off. And right now, the Pistons have a real problem with rotating on defense. I noticed it in the last Knicks game how players decided that they didn't want to rotate on defense or make their rotations crisp, and the help defense was off. And it's been off, and that you know, it doesn't help as far as playing good, sound team basketball. And you're going to lose some games that way. You just are. That defense comes first. Sharing that ball comes, you know, on the offensive end. And it's not happening right now. And it explains a lot, you know. It's the little things, man. Just like I said, we're boxing out. Nobody boxed out Al Horford. Specifically, King of the Man Buns, Aaron Baines. He didn't box out. You got an L on the record. You're now 6-8. Here we are. Eric Gordon is most likely going to win this matchup with KCP, with Kentavious. Kentavious is really inconsistent right now. You know, right now he's currently scoring 12 points a game, and he wants $20 to $25 million. And what else are you out here doing? I'm looking at your average, 12.9 points a game. You're averaging 2.5 assists and 3 rebounds. Should have took the money when you could have, because that's replaceable numbers. It just is. I don't know. I want to feel good about the man. I want to feel good about what he brings to the table. I want him to do well. I want this team to do well. But right now, I'm just not feeling what's being brought. That front court is legit. I like the front court a lot. But this bench needs to be bolstered. It needs to be addressed soon. There needs to be a trade in well before the deadline. Don't wait till the deadline to decide to make a trade and bolster that bench. But the guard position, I'm not happy about the guard position. I'm sure Stan Van Gundy is looking at it as well. You can't be happy about that guard position, because it's I can't stop harping on the damn shit enough. But on a positive note, Jackson will be back soon, a couple of weeks. Reggie will be here running the show, and things should get a lot better. But the schedule, is the next 7 are really brutal. And a win needs to come. You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb today, and I'm going to say Pistons by 2 tonight. By 2. I need them to rally. I need them to get their lives together. And I think tonight is the night that they do something. I'm saying by 2. I'm not about to get all crazy like the other night when I had to apologize to New York Knicks fans. Because I thought it was going to be an ass whooping going on. It wasn't no kind of ass whooping. It was some brutality and some asses being whooped, but it was on the wrong team. So, looking at the schedule, man, it's not about to get no. It's not getting easier until Sunday, December 4th. And today is the 21st. And if you're wondering, Sunday, December 4th will be against the Orlando Magic. And if you remember correctly, game 2, I was there. There was an ass whooping. There was a mighty ass whooping. And the Magic were the victim. And there should be another ass whooping that the Magic should be the victim of. But that's when it starts to get a little bit easier, until obviously the 23rd when the Warriors come to town. And yeah, that should be something. But that's how I'm feeling right now. And I just need some things to change. And that what needs to change is starts with this team, man. That the rotations, easy things, regular basics. We don't need all these threes that get, you know, all these goddamn threes, man. It's just a little frustrating to see, that's all. The Pistons have one of the worst three-point percentages in the league. As a team, they're shooting 32%. 32. That is 1, 2, 3, 4 from the bottom. Why do they still keep getting to shoot? Granted, they take the least amount of attempts, but at 19 a game, but 32% is pretty goddamn horrible. So how about we just stick to, I don't know, shooting when open. How about that? Personally, I feel the Pistons should play a lot better team ball. They're near the bottom of the league in team assist with just 20. Only people worse than them, and check this list out, only people worse than the Pistons at sharing the rock are the Orlando Magic. Wait a minute. First of all, you're between the Magic and the Nets. That's not good. So only team worse than the Pistons are the Magic, the Wizards, the Heat, Grizzlies, Suns, Raptors, Jazz, Mavericks. Only one of those teams are worth a damn and headed to the playoffs outside of the Pistons, but that's not said a whole lot. Just goddamn is it, man. Oh, my God. They're the bottom of the league in a lot of shit. Blocks. Steals. What are these motherfuckers good at? Near the bottom of the league in points scored. Scoring 96.9 points a game. Ugh, there needs to be a trade on the horizon. God damn. I got the Pistons by 2 against the Rockets. I do. I'm going out on a limb. You got to start reeling it in. And you got to stand your ground somewhere. And at least for these next 7 games, maintain that above the water, head above the water status. But somebody needs to write this ship and fast. My vote is get Andre the ball more and let's slow this thing down and let's do it. Pistons on 3. 1, 2, 3, Pistons.
Detroit basketball.
Peace.
Let's go home, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go home. Let's go home.